Weekends on the Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson.
Sponsored by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Philly's hometown sportsbook.
Sports talk never stops. Listen all weekend to 97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia.
Good morning, everybody. Tyrone Johnson here with you until 12 noon on 97.5 The Fanatic. The phone number 610-632-0975. Dylan is producing, and we're going to have a good Saturday today. Oh, do we have a lot to get to today? The sun is shining. Yes, it's a little chilly, but it's a good day, folks. It's a good Saturday, and we're going to start how we always start on Saturday with the word of the week. And the word of the week is optimistic. And let me tell you, Philadelphia, there's still some things to be optimistic about, like Joel Embiid. Many people were worried about, oh, this is the season, we're done, it's over, blah-de-blah-de-blah. And instead, it turns out no structural damage. If you have not heard, no structural damage to Joel Embiid's knee, bone bruise. He's out with an initial 2 week. It depends on who you believe. I trust Woj. Woj says 2 weeks. Others have said 2 to 3 weeks. I'm going on the side, the optimistic side of 2 weeks for Embiid. Just a bone bruise. The knee is okay. All is not lost. The season is not over. The Sixers still have a chance to win the title. The trade deadline is only 12 days away. Let's be optimistic, folks. And we're going to talk about why in the next 3 hours and get to some of the issues we have in the DNA of Philadelphia sports fans. But good news to start the morning. I know a lot of people went to bed nervous. I know a lot of people were worried and concerned after the foul that was not called on a Joel Embiid dunk that called the hyperextension of the knee. It turns out everything is going to be okay. 2 weeks, just a bone bruise. And then let's see if he can even make that shorter than that. He's been in great condition all year long. Let's be optimistic. Now, the reason I say that is right away, something happens and we go right to the worst in this city. And we do it too often. And I'm telling you, and I've said it before on this show, I've said it on the Mike Missanelli show, I've been saying it for a long time. The negative thinking in this city does us a lot of harm. We don't win enough in the city. That's a fact. I can't dispute that. But I always wonder if it's a chicken or egg type of situation. All right? If you think about your regular life with the things that you cannot control. Like, unfortunately, as sports fans, we can hold our teams accountable. We can make general managers and owners make moves. Look what we made the Phillies hire Dombrowski by reacting negatively to the ridiculousness of the interim GM and who would want to move during a pandemic. We remember all of that. We forced that. But once the games start, there's nothing we can do to make Bryce Harper hit a home run, for example. There's nothing we can do. Obviously, we can't make Ben Simmons shoot, or we would have done that already. But too often, with the things that we cannot control, we default to the negative. We default to the worst thinking. And how do I know? If you believe in the sports gods, let's put regular religion to the side. All right? You get good news from Joel Embiid. Every single time the guy falls down, everybody in the city panics. Everybody thinks negatively every single time something happens. With every team, we always expect the worst. The Phillies just had last season the worst bullpen in 90 years. They signed a million guys to try to make the bullpen better, and there are still people out there who will assume that even though it was historically bad, and that's bad, that it won't get better. Why? Because it seems like it's more comfortable for people in this city to think negatively rather than positively. That's why the word of the week is optimistic. We cannot just always be negative about everything before we have all the information. I'm not saying that we should put our heads in the sand. No. In fact, I'm going to talk a lot today about how we got to get our heads out of the sand. But we cannot just be negative about every single thing and always assume the worst in situations. I believe that is part of why we lose, because of our own mentality of assuming we will lose. Have you never in your lives, people, thought something positively and willed it to happen? I believe that there are times where positivity can help you. And too often, we are negative here and we have to stop. Good news from the Joel Embiid front. I said it on Sixers Outsiders last night. We do not have to be negative all the time. Don't speculate one another. If you just want to sit there and say, I'll wait and see, that's a better approach. But the amount of tweets I got last night in real time, I mean, I don't want to go through and read them. I don't want to embarrass anybody today. But the amount of people that were going on and on and on about how terrible things were going to be before you even knew the injury, we have to do a better job at that. This is a positive day. This is a good day. Joel Embiid is not seriously injured. Maybe the MVP race is gone, but we don't worry about that. We're a collective city. We have to win a championship, and there's nothing that is currently stopping the Sixers from possibly winning the championship that happened last night, and that's a good thing. We must remain optimistic. Also with the Flyers. Oh, don't worry. We're getting there. We're getting there with the Flyers. A lot of people, they've been struggling. They play later tonight. Flyers fans sometimes feel like on this station they don't have a home. I know they go on with Jason. He'll be on next from Parks. But they feel like at times they don't have a home. There are people out there now who think the Flyers, with their struggling, may not make the playoffs. I'm not one of those people. I'm thinking optimistic about the Flyers as well. And I want to hear from people today on that as well. So Embiid, he's okay. Flyers, I believe they will be okay. 610-632-0975. I believe that there is reason to be optimistic in the city. The Philly season, I believe there is reason to be optimistic about that as well. But there is a but, unfortunately, on this Saturday. Since we last spoke, Jeff McClain, writer for The Inquirer, covers the Eagles. He wrote a story about Howie Roseman once again. Well, let's get to the optimistic part. The owner had come forward and said, no challenges to Jalen Hurts. 4 games was enough for me, and it is so decided. Forget what the GM might want, and I don't really care what the GM wants either, but forget what the head coach might want and the offensive staff that I just hired. I just fired a Super Bowl coach in order to get. Forget everybody else. I'm making the call with the quarterback. I think that's stupid. I thought that was stupid. Not riding with Jalen Hurts. I thought it was stupid to just decide for football people what they're going to do when we know that Howie Roseman is not a football person. He's not a sportsman. He's not a footballsman. He's just the guy. So, who's rich through via his family. But he has no qualifications as a football man. Turns out that Trey Lance, North Dakota State quarterback, we've heard that before. He had his pro day yesterday. And the Eagles, who are supposed to just be out of the quarterback business, sent not one, not two, but 3 different coaches to the pro day. If they truly had no interest in drafting a quarterback, or true and no interest in at least evaluating a quarterback, and that's all you do. I'm not saying that Jalen Hurts isn't the guy. I'm saying that it's up to the football guys to decide that. Not me, not you, definitely not Jeffrey Lurie. It's up to them. They sent the offensive coordinator. They sent the quarterback's coach, and they sent a quality control coach. 3 different main coaches on the offense to look at the Trey Lance thing. That is positive. That is optimistic, because that is football people doing football things. So I want to once again to get to the positive, because there is a caveat in all this, unfortunately.
Weekends on the Fanatic. Tyrone Johnson.
Sponsored by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Philly's hometown sportsbook.
Sports talk never stops. Listen all weekend to 97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Everyone has seen the story. Many people are angry about the story. Angry about the quote-unquote soap opera when it comes to the Eagles and Howie Roseman. Turns out Howie Roseman, in addition to having the Eagles in terrible cap situations, despite the fact, in addition to the fact that the Eagles are both expensive, old, and bad, you cannot be all three of those things. You could be any of those two things and survive. Somehow, he is the Superman. He is the superhero of badness, in which he is somehow allowed to be bad, expensive, and old as far as a roster, and still be safe and hire a third coach. Somehow, he has all of that. But it turns out that he also has interpersonal issues with players. He's telling off Lane Johnson. I mean, who the hell is Howie Roseman to tell off a Lane Johnson who's playing hurt? I mean, who is that? What is that? So I just want to know something, because I am going to stay optimistic today. I'm going to keep my word. We're going to play some cuts about he was on with Anthony Gargano, some things that he said, Jeff McClain. I just want to know something. We're going to get to the poll thread and all your phone calls, and we are going to have fun today. But I want to know, truly, I want to know, the more you hear about Howie Roseman, all right, the more and more and more that you hear about Howie Roseman, was it a fluke that he was the GM of a Super Bowl team? You see, what we have to recognize is that lucky and good, you find that out over time. You got your best friend. You got your male or female, doesn't matter, all right? Phone number 610-632-0975. That person dates a male or female outside of their league. You might look at it and think, wow, that guy has game. That girl has game, etc. How did they manage to get that person? You might think about that in some way, shape, or form, that that person's good. Over time, you might recognize, no, that person was lucky. They lucked into that 8 or 9 when there are 5. Another person may go on and they get multiple women, or they get multiple men. They get multiple people that are outside of their league. At that point, they're good and not lucky. You see, Howie Roseman has done so poorly in every facet, every single time, all the time at everything, that it's hard for me to believe anymore, me personally, that he's good, and it's more that he was lucky. And it's great that he was lucky. That's why the word of the week is optimistic. We're all happy that the Eagles won a Super Bowl, because, be honest, most of us, with our negative thinking at least, thought that they would never win a Super Bowl in their lifetime. There, I know Eagles fans. My father, there are tons of Eagles fans who truly believed that they would die and never see a Super Bowl. So to get lucky and win one is super swell. It's great to get lucky and win one. Yay. But as we get further away from it, and we just see Howie Roseman just failing everything, at some point we have to believe that it was just luck. It was a fluke. And that's all right. The Super Bowl still counts. They don't come take away the trophy. They don't go eliminate the stupid Philly statue. They don't do any of that. It still counts. But we know at this point, we're all adults. It was a fluke that it happened. All right, 610-632-0975. Remember, if you're just tuning in, Joel Embiid, only a bone bruise. There was no need to worry about the worst. The worst did not happen. Like many times, the worst did not happen. Joel Embiid is going to be okay. I just want to put that out there one more time. All right, before we get to the phones and get to the poll thread and talk to you at 610-632-0975, this is something that we're not going to talk about the meat of the issue. I just want to know from people if you can top it or if you can get close to it. So there was a national anthem. Somebody kneels. The play-by-play guy thinks they're at commercial and they think that the mics are off. The mics were not off. They were not at a commercial for this public access channel that was showing these girls playing in the state championship tournament down in Oklahoma. And he said the N-word and some curse words and all this racism came out. All right, let's move past that for a second. When he wrote his apology, because that's what people do now after they say such things. They don't just go away. They decide that they're just going to write an apology. The man wrote that he did that because of low blood sugar. His blood sugar spiked, I should say. His blood sugar spiked, and that causes him to say things that are out of character, meaning that he's not racist. He just has you know, some sugar. He had a cookie, had a chocolate chip cookie. Oh, my goodness. Here we go. My sugar's out of control. Here comes the racism. Okay, so I want to know, anybody out there, if there's a true story out there that is so crazy to where we won't believe it, but it really is true. Like, let's say, and we know it's not, let's say for a second that this guy with the racism is true. Somehow, he's a mild-mannered guy who loves everyone. Then if he has a cookie or a glass of juice or any kind of sugar, all of a sudden he turns into David Duke. Like, let's say that's the case, right? Let's say that's true. Is there anything out there that's ever happened with you, anything that ever happens with you that is so just crazy that no one would believe it, but it's true? Because I just would like to see if anybody can top the old blood sugar makes you racist thing. I think it would be fun. All right, Brett in West Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Brett?
What's going on, Ty? How you doing, brother?
All right.
You know, it's great. I got to say, first, I'm just proud of you and Devon, man. I listen to sports radio all the time, and just to see where y'all guys have come, man, it's fantastic, man. It's nice to see. Second, sports radio is like a family to me, man. I turn these guys on, I don't even know, and listen to the callers like I know them. And even though we disagree, we still a family as one.
Yes.
So with that being said, man, I'm listening to you. I'm a little bit older than you, and I feel like you're my nephew because I'm – you're saying things and I completely disagree, even though it's all love. And that's being Howie Roseman number one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sick and tired of hearing everybody talk about this football guy stuff. This football guy, if there's so many football guys out here, where are they, man? Why aren't teams acquiring them and why aren't different teams winning the Super Bowl? I think we focus so much on Howie Roseman simply because he's the GM that we see. All of them make mistakes. All of them are draft picks and so forth. The second thing, everybody
There is one issue, Brett. Can you tell me one other team right now in the NFL that's old, expensive, and bad that kept their general manager?
I agree with you there. I'm not going to say that the guy's unfireable or none of that, but I'm just trying to bring up the plus sides because I'm after this man and not saying I'm not looking at what happened as well. But I look at what he did do. And that go into my thing in regards to the second round pick that everybody freaked over. Carson Wentz did not just fall off a wagon instantly. He was declining. And I take that pick to mean that some people in that clubhouse were saying, we may have a problem here. And they acted on it. And following up on that, if Jalen Hurts, turned out to be successful, then he's going to be a genius. And normally that's how people see people.
You want to know why he won't be a GM?
Why?
Because
why
would you do it? Because what you do is you trade Carson Wentz last year. If what you're saying is true and they knew he was finished, then you trade him last year, you don't have the cap hit, and then you make him your starter.
But see, one thing you said, that you said if they know. I didn't say they knew for 100%, but sometimes in the business, you got a hedge, man.
No, you got to sort of protect. You can't have a record-breaking hedge. You can't have a record-breaking hedge. You just can't. You just can't have a record-breaking hedge where you hedge and it's record-breaking. You can't do it. You can't do it. That opens up a line, 610-632-0975. All right. We got Kyle and Joe. We'll get to you in 1 second, and then I have the poll thread of the week. All right. Because today we got the word of the week's optimistic, and he was being optimistic, but it was a little bit fraudulent, and I will explain why. All right. Now that we know that Embiid has no structural damage to his knee, be honest, were you expecting bad news? So far, 1,200-plus votes, 80% say yes, 20% say no. Why are we always expecting the negativity? Why? We don't know Joel Embiid's body. We don't know. Why are we just assuming with no MRI results that he was just automatically going to be done for the season? I understand being nervous, but sometimes you just got to wait. All right. Hi, Roseman. We now know he struggles with the cap. We know he struggles with the draft. He struggles with free agency. And now relationships in the locker room are also a struggle. Was it a fluke that he built an Eagles Super Bowl team? 78% say yes. 22% say no. I think it's clear that it was a fluke. And Jeff McClain, we'll get to details. We'll get to audio. We'll get to all of that. But we're going to try to be optimistic today. And I need some people out there to just admit that they're being too negative when it comes to sports, and we need to do a better job. All right, the Flyers have struggled lately. Are you worried that they could miss the playoffs? Because there are people out there who think the Flyers, because of this special COVID situation, that they can go from being the one seed in the playoffs last year to 1 year later missing the playoffs. And it looks like the majority of the fans so far agree. 58% are saying that, yes, they could miss. 42% earlier saying no. And then the last poll of the morning, and then we're going to keep on having a lot of fun today. A man used blood sugar as an excuse for racism. Is this the wildest excuse you have ever heard? 61% say yes, they can't top that. 39% of people say no, they've heard things. And that's what I want to hear today. All right, 610-632-0975. I'm not going to discuss whether or not the man was racist and whether or not blood sugar actually made him racist. Not doing that this morning. That's not we're not doing that. What I'm doing is, have you ever heard a Whopper that could top it? Have you heard, true or untrue? It's more fun if it's true. Have you ever heard someone just give a Whopper that could top something like that? Could you imagine if that man said that to your face? Like, he wrote it in a statement. If he came to your house and said that, you would immediately kick that man out of your house and off your property. Like, come on. All right, 610-632-0975. Word of the week is optimistic. No structural damage for Joel Embiid's knee. That's huge. Tyrone Johnson here with you until noon on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.